Good morning, Robbo.
You're sounding a bit subdued. How's the lead up to Christmas going?
Well, it's a struggle. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of shopping to be had. My kids have already finished school. Work's crazy. There's a lot going on. And it's hot.
Yeah.
It's heating up.
I tell you what, I reckon there's every likelihood that it could be hot for Christmas too.
I think you're right.
Now, this morning, let's talk about one versus another and go through a few items to see what your thoughts are on Christmas and mine and what the listeners might like too.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
All righty.
So, do you got?
Seafood or not to seafood?
Seafood all the way.
Yeah.
I'm a prawns and lobster gal.
Yeah. I do like prawns, yeah, and lobster as well. But as long as somebody shells the lobster.
Yes, exactly.
I can't be doing that shelling stuff. Never have. Okay, well, that's a pretty straightforward one. I think seafood makes up a lot of Australian Christmas diet, though, doesn't
it? That's right. We're an island. We're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need seafood.
Ham versus turkey.
Oh, this is a tricky one. I'm not a big ham person.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really love ham.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking turkey's a little bit gobble gobble. I don't know.
Yeah. Ham all the way for me.
Ham?
Turkey, not my favourite meat by any stretch of the imagination.
There's less fat in turkey, though.
Yeah, but
like it's a really healthy meat.
I eat ham sandwiches at least 5 times a week.
Okay, so you're having ham on Christmas as well. Need to try something new then maybe on Christmas.
No, you need the big leg of ham and cut off the big slicks of lamb and just get yourself a pile of them, nothing else. Just sit there and eat them.
There is some theatre in that, isn't there? Shaving that kind of ham off the bone.
Yeah.
Okay, ham.
Now, here's one that you came up with. Tell me this one. What is that word?
So, turducken or not turducken?
What's a turducken?
A turducken is a turkey and a duck. So the duck is in the turkey. It's like two levels of meat. It's like duck wrapped up with turkey.
Well, why don't they just call it a tuck? That'd be a lot simpler than turducken, whatever.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. You, what do you think?
Well, it's super rich, like duck meat and turkey meat, and that's a lot.
My two least sort of, are they poultry? What do you call them?
Yeah, poultry, I'd say.
Yeah, my two least.
So you're not turduckening.
I'm going back to the ham.
Yeah. Okay, ham it is.
Hot or cold? Now, here's an interesting one. Hot or cold?
So because we usually have a hot Christmas, I'm with the cold. Like you don't want to be eating too hot potatoes and, you know, hot meats. It can be a little bit overwhelming on Christmas. So I'm like a cold lunch, the potato salad, the kind of, you know, the ham, the beautiful tomato salad because tomatoes are in season at the moment, all those sorts of things.
I would make 3 points.
Go on.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
I put ham in there.
Yeah, but you can have ham with a hot meal too.
Oh, you have hot ham?
Oh, no, you can. In Ireland, they always cook the ham.
Yeah.
But no, you can have a few slicks of ham on the side of your plate with your chicken and with your potatoes and with your gravy and with your vegetables. You can have that.
You're having hot and cold.
Just a bit of cold on the side, but I'm a hot man. Even as a kid, it could be stinking hot, no air conditioning. Got to have a hot Christmas meal.
Right. Okay. Well, you might not want to come to my place for Christmas then.
Having said that, if somebody else is making it, I'll eat anything.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. Now, pudding or pav?
Let's move to dessert. I am a pudding all the way with the trimmings, brandy sauce, ice cream, everything. Layer it on and make sure I don't swallow the money that's in the pudding.
Yeah, well, I have heard, well, they used to put real sixpences and threepences. Obviously, I'm too young to remember that.
Really?
What are you laughing at? but they used to be, you were dirty if your buddy swallowed a sixpence, you know. Terrible
what
stuff.
A waste.
I know. But
so
yeah,
pudding
no,
it is.
Oh, pudding all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would even outside of Christmas, not a big pav man.
Do you light yours on fire too? Like have the brandy sauce on the top and then light it on fire?
No. Just custard and cream and I'm happy.
Custard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Custard. One of the most beautiful things ever made in the world, custard. All right. And now we get to the really important one, cricket or a nap.
Oh, that's a challenge. I'm going to go cricket.
Yeah. Good girl.
Yeah, because I think you got to work it off. That's a big lunch. And
bit of backyard cricket, though. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, get the whole family out there. Yeah. Everyone, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. All righty. Hey, listen, just before you go, what about a Christmas memory? Anything that stands out from your viewpoint?
Oh, well, I do remember the first time. Christmas was the first time that I got tipsy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So an older cousin had just fed me too much champagne and sort of walking up the stairs, I was like, whoa, what's going on? So I think I was about 13.
Ah, very good. Hey, Ree, this is our last one for this year.
Yes.
So thank you for being a part of the Wake Up Call team.
You're welcome.
Love this segment and I hope you'll come back and do it with us again next year.
I would love that.
So to you and yours, have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and New Year.
You too.
Thank you very
Bye.
Much.
Thanks for having me.